Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a Mike Caldas show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. It is easily the most popular thing in the world right now, the most talked about television show since The Making a Murderer.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm talking, of course, about Tiger King. The Tiger King has so many branches, so many family members. You got the Tiger King, you got his three husbands, you got Carol Baskin, you got her two husbands, one and a half, one's dead. She fed the other one to a tiger, allegedly.
You got his first husband, the murderer pedophile guy that people don't even know about that wasn't even in the docuseries.
You got fake Milli Vanilli country singing. You got all sorts of stuff happening. This to most people is the first husband. Because the first one you see in a documentary, this is John Finley.
Right.
John Finley is the guy that you see appearing shirtless with his tattoos and his teeth and it, or lack of.
Three of them.
all three of his teeth. Not only did he have no teeth, but he had like
long teeth.
They were weird. They were like you'd see in a cartoon, wooden teeth.
This is what Spanish was saying, our in-house drug person, was that the meth was eating up his gums, so it made his teeth look longer.
Well, I hope he wants to talk about that, because I got questions. I'm not a drug guy, and I have questions about his teeth. So let's go to hotline and welcome from Tiger King. This is John Finley. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
John, I bet your life is just upside down right now with the popularity that's come with the Tiger King. Are you amazed by this?
Not really, in shock. Life's been so crazy here lately that I don't have time to do anything.
John Finley, you know John from the Tiger King. John, by the way, I'm trying to figure out ways that you guys could monetize, make some money off of being as popular as you are right now. I mean, I don't know how that's happening, but I saw you guys doing cameos, right?
Yes, we are doing cameos.
If I requested, can I get you to do a cameo shirtless?
Yes.
If you don't mind, can we start a little bit? I got some questions from the beginning. And things that are probably in the series that I just want to recover. Where did you first meet Joe?
Yeah, I'm not going to disclose that one.
Oh, I didn't know there was some. Was there some controversy around that?
There's a little bit of I don't know what to call it.
Okay, we can skip over that. I wasn't trying to get you on a question. I was just my question is, as I'm watching it, and I know that everybody asks you. Had you ever been with? You've never been with a guy before Joe, right?
Correct.
And what was it about? Like we're all straight guys in this room, but what was it about Joe that was like, oh, maybe I'll take a trip on the other side?
I don't really know.
Was he that charming? Or was it, did you find him to be good looking? Like, or, I mean, it's not just you. It was a bunch of guys, so he evidently had something.
He had something going for him, but I just don't know what it was.
Do you think it might have been just because of your age? Where, you know, maybe he was manipulative because you were so young?
Maybe.
Yeah. When you look back on your relationship now, do you look at it with regret, or are you happy the way things, you know, not maybe not all of it, but are you happy that you hooked up with him?
You know, I don't live in the past. I look towards the future and stay positive.
So you're happy with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you meet him and you guys have this good relationship. And I remember when they introduced the other guy to the relationship, they had asked you that, said that he would try to bring other guys in. You actually said he would try to bring other people in. Was it always other guys, or did he bring girls in too?
As far as I know, it was only guys.
Did you mind having threesomes with other guys, being that you were really only into Joe, or did you think that you just discovered you might have been bisexual?
Yeah, that one I'm not going to answer.
Oh, we kind of know the answer there. We're talking to John Finley from The Tiger King, and obviously everybody knows now you got the teeth fixed. The two big things everybody took away was the shirt off and the teeth fixed, and we knew that the shirt, they asked you to take it off, right?
They had suggested it.
Right. Because
I was like, why not?
Yeah. They probably figured it would probably be better for the shot. And plus, you got the tattoos. How many tattoos do you have?
Right now, I have 51 or 52.
And did you ever cover up the one on the one on your belly there, the Joe's property of Joe, or do you keep that?
It is completely covered.
It is. What'd you cover it with?
In the documentary, it shows that I had it partially covered up, but it did get finished.
You did. You got it all. You finally completed that. We're talking to John Finley, ex-husband of the Tiger King.
How did you get the new teeth, John? Was that something somebody put up for you? Did you save up the money and do it yourself?
I did it all myself. With the job that I have, I got dental insurance and stuff, and I was like, why not? Let's do it.
What do you do for a job now?
I am a welder.
Were you ever afraid one of them cats were going to run up behind you and bite you in the ass or something? The whole time I was watching, I was like, I would just be scared just to be around them.
You know, you tend to relax around them, but you stay on edge because, you know, they are a killing machine. They have the possibility to kill you, but every animal in the world has that possibility to either bite you or kill you. Doesn't matter what it is, they still have the opportunity.
It'd be a lot better if you get bit by like a puppy, though, than it would be if you get bit by a tiger.
I've been bit by many things on this planet.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, so how has your life changed now? Would you say it's for the better? I mean, is there a way you can, say, hey, I enjoy welding, but now I'm so popular, I want to do this.
You know, I enjoy welding more than anything, but, you know, since all this has come out, I know that I'm 6 years clean from drugs, and I've thought about becoming an inspirational speaker, and that's kind of what I'd like to do now.
Well, I have to tell you, that's not a bad idea. They say go with something that you know well. 6 years clean, how did you decide to get clean?
Well, after my daughter was born, and before that, I was clean for a while, and it was really just the turn in my life that I really needed to change, and I haven't done any type of drugs in 6 years.
Good for you. Did you go to meetings? Did you go just quick cold turkey?
No, I did it all myself.
Good for you. That's tough, well, man.
Yeah, it was tough to, like, give up the weed and stuff like that, but I did.
Well, even the weed.
Yeah, I even give that up.
Wow. Okay, so now that you've been clean, and now you can get out there and speak to other people, and maybe they can avoid the pitfalls that you made. Were you doing drugs before you met Joe, or is he really kind of the thing that kind of got you into it?
Not really. I mean, I tried maybe weed a couple of times, but that was it.
So once he started introducing the meth and things like that, that's when things changed.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. All right, and then what I would say that's probably what made it easier for him to coax you into the sex life too.
No.
Okay. What now? You have? Are you with your daughter's mother now?
No, we haven't been together in 2 years.
But you're back with a girl, or are you single now?
No, I'm engaged and married right now.
Sweet Jesus, this guy's moving. Good for you. Okay, so let me ask you. Sex better with a girl or with a guy?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to comment on that one.
Yeah, you don't, because if she ever hears about it, that's going to make you. But anyway,
you want to keep your future open.
Yeah, that's true. Well, are you still interested in dudes?
No.
Well, don't say it like that. You're all of a sudden you're grossed out by it.
Hey, you know, nothing is ever written in concrete that you have to be a certain sexuality. And that's what a lot of people need to realize, is nothing is written in stone that says you have to be a certain way.
They call that fluid. You're being fluid with your sex life. You like who you like.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just you have to understand that to guys who are traditionally straight, or to people who are traditionally gay, to go both ways is sometimes a little bit is a little bit new to them. We're talking to John Finley from the Tiger. You talk to anybody else in the Tiger King thing? You still friends with any of those guys?
No, I don't talk to them at all.
So you kind of want to put this past you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Who do you want to play you in the TV series?
I've got three different people that would possibly make a good choice. If one couldn't do it, the others possibly could.
What do you got?
Channing Tatum.
Uh-huh.
Shia LaBeouf.
Uh-huh.
And Tom Hardy.
Well, three of those good choices.
Wow.
Which one are you most attracted to?
None of them.
Oh, come on. Even I'm, even I'm attracted to Channing Tatum a little bit. All right. So that now, and did you cast the rest of the show in your head? Like, who do you want to play Joe?
Yeah. I've always thought Dax Shepard would be the better one for Joe.
When Joe gets out, you think he's going to come looking for you?
No.
You don't think so? You don't think he's like, I'm going to get my property back. I'm going to find me John Finley first. And then, I don't know, like, his... He's now he thinks his head's probably blowing up really big now, right?
I don't know. I don't really talk to him.
John, we were talking about Cameo earlier. Jeff Lowe was on Cameo saying that Netflix has another episode that's going to be coming out here in the next week or so. Do you know anything about that?
You'll have to ask Netflix about that.
I'd rather ask you.
Yeah, we don't have Netflix on the phone.
Yeah. No, you have to ask Netflix.
I know.
Did you make good money from the documentary?
No.
Like, any money?
No, not really.
So do you feel like they kind of owe you a little something now that Netflix is just crushing it?
Once it's done, it's done. There's nothing else they can do afterwards.
Yeah. I'd be a little bit pissed off, though.
It is what it is.
We're talking to John Finley. John is from the Tiger King. John, I'm glad you're sober, and I'm glad that you're in a good relationship now. You seem to be in a much better place. Got the new teeth, got the whole deal, and you seem like your life is better.
Yeah, it's definitely changed for the better.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to us. People are very excited. You guys are superstars now.
Overnight superstars.
You got to learn how to stretch it out, though, and make it last. This is it. If I were you, I'd yank those teeth out again.
I get to yank about every night.
So oh, you do?
A new superstar every day.
You should yank them out and take your shirt off and just walk around the mall and just watch people chase you around.
I could possibly do that, but I'm not going to.
Hey, John, how often do you get recognized just when you're going to the grocery store out and about now?
I've been recognized quite a bit, but you know, with the COVID-19, nobody really wants to approach anybody, so...
Yeah, that's true. Nobody wants to go up on the COVID and get take selfies. You know, when you're, let me mark my words, you think you're famous now, wait till November 1st when you start seeing the pictures of everybody who dresses you for Halloween.
Yeah, that might be nutty. I know Sylvester Stallone and his family already dressed up like the cast of Tiger King.
Doesn't that blow your mind?
That was kind of crazy.
It was
Rocky
crazy.
Knows who you are.
That's right.
That's weird.
You're as popular as Rocky was when it came out.
Yeah, that's starting to sink in now too. So,
hey, John, before you go, we live here in Tampa, and I'm about to leave here in a little while and go home, and I'm going to pass Big Cat Rescue. You think Carol fed her husband to that tiger?
You know, I don't really know the woman. I've only met her a couple times, and that was in depositions for court.
Right.
I didn't really say anything negative about her or even speak anything ill of her. And I don't know the whole situation with what was going on with that. So I can't really say whether she did or not.
So let me ask you, from the show, I don't know her either. And actually, the people that I work with know her and say she's a wonderful person. I'd never met her. But from the show you walk away really thinking that she did it. And what I'm saying is, do you think that they ham it up on the show and they make things look differently than the actual truth?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has their own opinion, and I'm not going to speak for everybody. But it's an open investigation again now, so... Can't really speak about it.
All right, well, that's our sheriff, Chad Cronister, opened it back up. All right, well, I hope we get to the bottom either way. And again, I thank you for taking the time out to talk to us. And I hope things stay good for you, my man.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. John Finley from the Tiger King.
Yeah. Thank you for time out of your schedule to mumble to us.
you gotta think of what you're dealing with. You know what I mean? He's a guy who's been through a lot. He's a recovering addict. He's thrust into the spotlight. He is I'm not making fun of him in any way. This is not diminishing his mentality or anything. But you just grab a welder off the line and make him famous in 24 hours.
Super famous.
People don't know how to handle that stuff, and he's not skilled at doing interviews and stuff, but it was cool that he took the time to talk to us.
Like, really think about that. Rocky knows who he is.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
So Rocky's dressing like he is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, this was your average worker, 9-to-5-er, ham and egger, and the next day his world is turned upside down, and not all for the positive.
Living out in the middle of Oklahoma, you know, with a guy on a big farm that has tigers.
So when I talked to his attorney, he's got an attorney that sets these up.
Right.
And at the time, he was like, listen, I'm trying not to overwhelm him, and he's not used to doing interviews, so I'm trying to get him up to speed on what it's like when people ask him questions and stuff. So it's a process. He's kind of learning as he was just thrown into this literally like 2 weeks ago.
Hey, listen, I'm glad we got to get him on the air. John Finley, the toothless, tattoo-having first husband or second husband of... to the Tiger King himself, Joe Exotic, John Finley Exotic on the Mike Calta Show. What's this world coming to? We'll take a quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the...
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.